the son of prediction. He said, Lord, in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke and the 17th chapter of John, he said, Lord, I kept all the commandments. I didn't lose nobody but the son of prediction. I lost him because of your word. I couldn't save him behind you.
Encouraged and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every Carlos Street and Sunday at 10 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you in our prayer.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, and we want to lift out verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. This is a very familiar verse. And we want to begin here today as we start embarking upon this issue that I really believe with all my heart God wants us to get in our spirit. Because when we understand this verse, our worlds will begin to change. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I want to talk about the wonders of wisdom. The wonders of wisdom. My brothers and my sisters, one of the things that Solomon is speaking about this issue of wisdom, and he's speaking in every chapter leading up to this fourth chapter about knowledge, about wisdom, about understanding, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 4. He's dealing with this issue of wisdom and knowledge and understanding because of what he himself had experienced. Solomon, the son of David, who at a young age, 17 it is supposed, went to God in prayer, made a sacrifice. The sacrifice was one lamb, one house. And Solomon made a sacrifice of 1,000. And he went to God, and he didn't ask God for riches. He didn't ask God for long life. He asked God for an understanding heart.
That's right. That's right.
To judge, to lead the people of God. And God said, because you didn't ask for stuff, but you asked for the most important thing, I'm going to give you most stuff than I've given any man. Now, here is a point, because I want you to understand this. We very much may be asking God for the things that are not the best gifts. We might not be asking him for God's best. We're settling. We are down in a place of priority, asking God for things that God would desire us to ask greater for. But because we spend our time on our needs, then our petitions are connected with those needs. And so when you begin to understand, Solomon is trying to make clear, because if we get this point, why is wisdom so important? Well, wisdom is the key, the link between where you are and where you want to be. If we will discover the power and the wonders of wisdom, if you've got a money problem, you'll think you need to change jobs. But the truth is, you've got a wisdom problem. If you're having a marital problem, you think you need to change mates. But the truth is, you've got a wisdom problem. If you're having church problems, you think you need to go to another. But the problem is, you've got a wisdom problem. Listen, wisdom offers the answer to everything. Now, there are some things that we have done that's put us in holes and put us in traps and put us in dungeons and jails and prisons, both in our own minds and in reality, because we didn't have proper wisdom. And so wisdom is the primary thing. Wisdom is the main thing. Wisdom is the main ingredient. Why is that so important? Because if your wisdom changes, your destiny changes. Your life changes. Everything about you change. That's why the devil does not want you to know the word of God, so that you can have what God wants you to have, because wisdom is not only knowing, but doing. Listen, let's back up if you don't mind, because actually between verse 5 and 8, there are eight responsibilities we have to wisdom. If we will do these eight things, there are four great things that wisdom will do for us. Now listen to this. Verse 5 says, get wisdom. Get wisdom. That means it's my responsibility to seek out, to find wisdom. I've got to look for, I've got to read, I've got to study, I've got to hang out with folk that have wisdom and folk that know the word and folk that are going where or are where I want to go. I have got to get this wisdom. Listen, it is my responsibility to do so. You see, if I think that somebody else has made decisions for me and I'm suffering in this life because of somebody else's decisions, I'll always be bitter. Amen. I'll always be resentful. That's right. I'll always be hateful, and I'll always be cynical and hard to get along with. But if I realize it's the decisions I have made, and I can change those decisions I've made with wisdom, then I no longer have to feel like I feel. Yeah, somebody else may have been a part in the decision that I made, but in the end, the decision was mine. Now, when I realize, wait a minute, I made a bad decision, and how many of us have made some bad decisions that's lasted a long time? But then how many of us have made some good decisions that's lasted an even longer time? Listen, little choices can make big differences. Little choices. You don't have to think you have to do everything at once. Just make the right choices. Get wisdom. That's my responsibility. But not only wisdom, next word says, get understanding. Understanding. What is understanding? Understanding is the operation of the wisdom that I have, or the knowledge that I have. You see, it doesn't really profit me to carry a Bible and don't understand it. Bible can be a big old 20 by 20 under my arm, and I'm walking around with it with extra large print, and can read the words but don't understand it. So if I don't understand it, what does it profit me? I will never ever get out of the products I buy, everything I'm supposed to get out of it, if I don't understand the instructions. I may be getting a few because I know them already, but how many are going undone? How many of you, you don't have to raise your hands, but how many of you got smartphones that are smarter than you? And yet you can't use but a few features on that phone. You might as well get you a basic phone. Because besides texting and taking pictures, you about at your limit right there. And that smartphone offers a virtual office of different things it does and services it does. But we don't know because we've not read and understood what it does. Understand the letter U. It's been said if you take the letter U out of your vocabulary, you lose 3,000 words. Just by taking the letter U out of your vocabulary. Listen, If you take the letter U out of your